Thank you very much, Gisela. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC meeting, a special ALAC meeting, to consider the RALO advice on the objection statements to the new GTLD applications. We are today the 8th of March, 2013. The time is 18:06 UTC. And basically, this call is going to be doing exactly what it says on the tin. However, what will happen, though, is there is not going to be a vote taking place during the call. We will have a, I think it's a four-day vote that will follow up after this call. The reason for this call is to discuss and have an open discussion on the RALO advice, and also to for DEF to be able to provide us with a real better details of the work of the review group, but also the responses that were received by some of the applicants. I think it's particularly important that the ALAC members are absolutely clear about how how they're going to vote, whether they will vote to support an objection or they will vote to not support an objection. I also believe that it would be an absolute pity, if not an absolute shame, for ALAC members to not be able to make up their mind. This process is one of the most, if not at the moment, the most important process that the ALAC is doing. And any ALAC member that has not followed this will have 4 days to review the information and to say yes or no. Having that abstention basically means that you're not bothered. And I'm really sorry, but this one is a very, very important process. Being unable to say, to choose one way or the other, I know is very hard, but it really would be letting down our communities out there with regards to us being able to act on their behalf, or at least act in their best interest. So I really hope that all ALAC members will be able to vote and will be able to vote yes or no. If you do have a huge problem about making a choice and decide to abstain, I respect that choice as well, of course, but I would be pretty sorry to hear that. And I know it's a hard one, but such is life. Sometimes we have to be quite clear about what we're doing. So with this start, I think we can move on to the roll call, if we could please, Gisela.
Thank you, Olivier. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Alan Greenberg, Yaovi Atahun, Kiki Akinsanmi, Dev Anand Tiluksing, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Evan Leibovich, Oksana Priotko, Uriel Lansipuro, Seth Rees, Avery Doria, Ron Sherwood, Cheryl Langdon Orr. On the Spanish channel, we have Aida Noblia. Apologies noted from Natalia Enciso, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, Julie Hammer, and Wolf Ludwig. From staff, we have Matt Ashtiani, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today on the Spanish channel are Sabrina and on the French channel, Camila. And if I could also please remind you all to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and to please speak at a reasonable pace for accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And have we missed any names out from our roll call? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. So thank you. We might actually have quorum, but as I said, we're not going to make a decision on this call for the simple reason that this is not a lightheaded decision. This is one that we need to consider. We as members of the ALAC need to consider very carefully. And I would therefore urge everyone to take their time and take the weekend to read through the documentation and have a thought about the discussion that will take place here, and possibly if you have any questions, then be able to ask the questions. I invite you all to look at the agenda page, which was very kindly built by Dev and by Matt a few moments ago to sort of expand on it and have access to all of the information that you do require. I will therefore now ask Dev and Antinik Singh, who is the chair of the at-large new GTLD review group, the group that is tasked with reviewing any objections that are filed, to take us through the summary of RELU advice, perhaps first through the process quickly, just a couple of minutes, then the summary of RELU advice, and then take it from there. So, Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Dev and Angela Luxon speaking, and well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. So, just to summarize what we are doing here, the GTLD review group has been coordinating the at-large ALAC ability to file objections. And as part of that process, we received comments from the at-large community. From at-large, we considered the comments, and then the review group tried to evaluate whether the comments raised any limited public interest concerns or community objection concerns. And several comments were received on several strings, but ultimately, the review group decided to draft a community objection statement for RELU review for five strings, and that was four applicants for HELP and one applicant which is an IDN for Yang King. And again, I apologize for probably mispronouncing this name. Because the comment that triggered the review had referenced all five of the applications, we did treat them in terms of looking to try to draft an objection statement against all five. During the course of our deliberations, some concerns were raised as to whether the IDN really was in scope for it, was in scope for the other four, because there was concerns regarding the translation of the characters Yang King as to whether it meant health or healthy. So just to emphasize it, it's been separated. It was separated for when it was posted to the RELUs for review. So once the objection statement was readied and was posted to the RELUs for review, the RELUs had an option of saying yes, no, or abstain. And there was quite a substantive discussion on, especially the NORALO and the AP RALO list. But the RELUs have responded that, just to clarify one before I go into the RELU advice, the way the process works is that the objection statements need to be supported by three or more RELUs in order for the ALAC to then consider the objection statements. So what happened was that by March 6th, the RELUs all gave their advice, and the advice was for three out of the five RELUs supported the filing of the objection statements by the ALAC against the four applicants for Dot Health. Regarding the IDN, only one out of the five RELUs supported the filing of the objection statement, and therefore that application is no longer for consideration by the ALAC at this point. What the ALAC has to do is now consider the filing of the objection statements against applicant.health LLC for the applicant GooseFest LLC, applicant.health Limited, and applicant Affiliates Limited, all for the .health string. So just to look back, if you go back to the wiki pages here, there's a lot of links here. And the reason why is because there's a lot of material to review. But I think I'll just stop there and make sure if everybody understands so far what's been stated.
So, any questions? Do you wish to run this part of the call all by yourself, or shall I jump in?
Oh, by all means, jump in. But I see Yalvi has a question. So.
Yeah, so go ahead then. You can continue running it, and you can call the questions, etc.
Okay. Thanks, Olivia. This is Dave. Yalvi, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yalvi speaking. I think it is clear what you said. So for when I see on the wiki page you put dot two question mark, my understanding is just you wanted to say it's not just the meaning what you want to say there, because you talk about dot healthy, but when you put dot and two question marks, that is my question.
Ah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Yavi. Well, I think it's more of a limitation what the two question marks here signify is the actual IDN characters. For Yang King, it's in Chinese. So if you go to the wiki page, and it depends on whether your operating system supports the character set being displayed. If you don't see it displayed, it probably you probably would just see square boxes if you don't have the support. However, I think it's just more of the formatting. And we could just simply edit that. Okay? Any other questions? Okay. Okay, well, I see Evan has a question regarding about the PICs. Well, I'll probably now delve into the material that's been prepared, that's been received on it. Okay, so now we now have to consider all of the applications against the health string, the four applicants. So we now have the next item on the agenda would be the review of the replies. Just to note, if you look at the agenda page and click on the link there, you would see that there was quite an extensive discussion on the Novalo list, and ultimately, even though it was Novalo voted gave the advice of no at the end, there was no consensus really on the matter. In the sense that some felt on the list that the objections should be sustained and should go ahead, but others felt no. I don't know, Olivier, do you want me to go through the entire discussion of it, or it is a lot of emails, but it's up to you, Olivier.
It would be clear, it's Olivia for the transcript. I think it would be, to make it quite clear in all of the members, all of our minds, I think it would be good to summarize, yeah.
Definitely.
But summarize on what's the railings, yeah.
Okay. All right, this is Dave. This is Dave Nanath Collective speaking. Okay, speaking on regarding the Novalo list, God Bruin, who is a review group member, has been recommending no on all five of these cases. The reason why he said no was because he felt that answering yes to these objection statements would result in a misuse of our authority in this portion of the objection process. Now, there was a concern regarding the IDN and that what it meant to be, whether it translates to healthy versus health, but in a sense that's no longer really our concern. Well, given that most reloads have not, we're not considering the IDN, we could leave that part. The next, the other four, the problem with the, his concerns were the four objections, was that in his mind, the objection that was that was triggered by a comment from the IMIA, the International Medical Informatics Association, was not a true community objection. And so his perspective was that, well, while the objector has healthcare-related credentials, he had doubts about the sincerity of the objection, in the sense that while health may need special protections to keep consumers from being abused in terms of fraudulent information being on these websites, he noted that the objector did not file objections to a lot of other medical themed words, such as healthcare.medical, .doctor, .hospital, you know. And when the objector was asked why, his answer, according to Gart, only confirmed the suspicion that the objection was only for the health string and not new GGLDs impacting the health communities. And also, he felt that the objection appears to be largely backed by the World Health Organization. And from his perspective, while the WHO represents global health interests, it's the objection by the IMIA is a narrow interest in the string itself and not the meaning of it. And so, now, quite a few other persons felt that, well, that the IMIA is justified to object to the dot health, particularly Eric Bernard Williams, and in fact, what happened was that, in fact, some of the applicants, seeing the conversation, responded on the Novello list, as well as the WHO themselves. Okay. There's a lot of information here, so I don't know whether to really go through the entire thread of comments, but that was the general's two sides of this.
Thank you, Deb. I just wanted to touch on one thing with regards to the concern whether the, because I see on the chat the discussion whether the objection is a true community objection. Avery says that it is not an at-large community objection, and I know there has been a discussion on the mailing lists about this. We have asked legal, and the reply from legal is that it will be up to the DRSP, so the dispute resolution provider, if the objection is filed, for them to decide. So I guess we're in a position where neither we nor ICANN is ready to decide whether it's valid or not. And so we're in a position where we can... And it's a very short reply. There will probably be a longer reply after that. That will be all written and provide reasons why the response was such. If there is any question as to whether we can or cannot file replies, we'll just have to file objections. We will just have to proceed ignoring this question. And that will be decided for us later on, should we, and I'm saying should we, decide to file an objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. And, well, thanks for summarizing that issue, because I wasn't too sure how to bring that topic into it. But thanks for summarizing it. In terms of AP Rallo, a lot of the discussions from AP Rallo were focused on the IDN application as to whether the IDN translates into healthy or health, and what is the possible implications for possible confusion by end users. There was really mostly consensus from AP Rallo that regarding the .health applications, the four applicants for .health, that objection should go through. The primary focus on AP was more on the IDN, and in the end, their regional position was that it would not support an objection to the IDN, but with a caveat that if the applicant for the IDN Stabletone Limited would file a PIC. Regards to LACRALO, it wasn't very significant discussion as such. It was primarily about several community members of LACRALO stated that, you know, they read these statements and they supported them. And that was it. There wasn't really any dispute or any discussion on that matter. Similarly, for AFRALO, they had a vote, and nearly all supported the objection statements going against the four applicants for .health, but rejected the supporting the objection statements against the IDN Stabletone Limited, the Yanking string. Okay. They didn't elaborate as to the reason why for that. By the way, that this is AFRALO, and then finally URALO said that they decided to send in an abstain option because they did not really have the time to engage its members, and therefore it was not clear as to what the consensus of the URALO members were on this matter. I think I've summarized what the real advice was. So if there's any questions or comments. Very well. Okay. So let's move on then to the next agenda item then, which is then the review of the PICs. Now, the agenda page is, the agenda page has links to all of the five wiki pages. And my point is, in reviewing the PICs, you also have to then look at all of the correspondence that the review group received. And in fact, we received information even several hours ago. So if you were to look at all of the wiki pages, you would see, perhaps you should probably try to pull up one. And, Matt, I don't know who's controlling the...
It's actually all in the PDF that's being displayed. This is Matt for the record. Would you like me to scroll down?
Oh, okay, I see. Does everybody have the scroll ability?
Yes, it's not synced, so everyone has their own scroll capabilities.
Okay, let me just double check if it's the right one. This is Dave. Okay. Okay, well, it's about as and it's a 64-page PDF. Okay, so indeed, the comments are all there. So just
if you could just thank you, David. If you could just explain what a PIC is and how it came about, because that's quite a recent term.
Olivier, it's Alan. If staff could move the chat over to where the summary notes are, which isn't being used at all, we'd have enough room for the document to actually see it. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
No, this is Dave. A good suggestion, Alan. Okay. Well, just before I was actually just give a discussion regarding the PICs. Okay, well, the PICs is something that ICANN announced last month, early February, ICANN announced that, requested, I should say, that applicants, all new GTLE, requested that new GTLE applicants submit public interest commitment specifications. So these are specifications provide applicants with the opportunity to make public interest commitments based on statements made in their applications and or additional commitments which were not included in their applications but which they intend to commit. And then these PICs, for short, would then become part of the applicant's new GTLE registry agreement if it's successful and a registry agreement is signed with ICANN. So the PICs, they were given 30 days, and within the past, on the 5th and 6th of March, the ICANN has updated its website to show all the applicants that have submitted PICs, and also some of the applicants under consideration for objection by the ALAC also directly emailed the review group and, provided the PICs themselves. So the PICs are linked in the table in the agenda page there. And so if you go to any one of them, it's on the far right-hand corner, or right-hand column, I should say, sorry, for each of the, four strings. So this is perhaps one of the aspects we have to consider in terms of whether the commitments expressed in the PIC, does it alleviate the concerns mentioned in the objection statement? Because, of course, at the time, these PICs did not exist, and therefore the review group, in coming up with the objection statements, had no knowledge of what was in these PICs. These PICs were only published within the past 48 hours. So the ELAC members have to now review these PICs, see whether what was expressed in these PICs, do they alleviate the concerns, the objection concerns as expressed in the objection statement, and decide accordingly. Is this sufficient? Any questions or comments? I should mention, this is Dave again, that right now this issue of specification proposal is currently under public comment period. I believe the ALAC is now working on a comment on this PIC specification. Oh, sorry. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. I wasn't going to cut you off, so please finish your explanation, and then I'll come in.
Okay. Well, so some of the concerns regarding the PIC is that, it doesn't seem to be binding for ICANN to enforce. So a concern is that an applicant can make certain commitments in the PIC, but then there's no real way for ICANN to really enforce what's being made in the PIC. I see Holly Rish, who was looking at the PICs in terms of making a comment on the specification proposal. I don't know if Holly, if you want to say something on this regard.
Thank you, Dev. I'm happy to. The comments that I've developed are posted. There are essentially two categories of comment. One, the actual naming of the PIC is really left up to the individual applicant, and they may have an application that includes a lot of really nice-sounding things, but there's no guarantee that any or all of those nice-sounding things wind up as a PIC, which is the first problem. And the second, as Dev has rightly said, is about enforceability. It's going to be through a particular process that's named in the public comment and documentation that accompanies that. But through a process that has not yet even been listed, so it's very hard to comment on enforceability when the process that's supposed to be gone through hasn't been made public. So there are very real questions about the extent to which a PIC can be enforced. I think, obviously, ADAC is going to make a comment about that, and it may be that in time the PIC regime is strengthened along the lines that we have suggested. We just don't know at this stage. Thanks, Devin. Back to you.
Thank you, Holly. This is Dave speaking. And thank you again, Holly. As Holly summarized, it's there are two key issues in terms of whether it can be enforced and given the possibility of it also being changed as well, potentially,
yeah.
In the sense that, they can make the commitment statement now and then afterwards, well, change it. Sorry. Vinalia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. With regard to the public interest commitment, I had sent out my views to the ALAC mailing list, and I had referred to the concerns that Holly had raised in her draft statement about the problem with enforceability, the system not being in place yet, and the fact that the commitments are self-defined by the applicant. But also, when the at-large objections process was developed, the PICs were not factored into it. It was not foreseen. This was completely surprising. Therefore, we have not had adequate time to actually look at the PICs carefully vis-a-vis the actual application. And our RALOs did not have time to actually look at that in their vote. And the ALAC has to vote within the next 4 days. And I'm saying that this is not reasonable. Therefore, my view is that we should not consider them in our decision. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Vinalia. Okay. I see Alan.
Thank you. I've got significant comments to make, but this doesn't seem to be the time for it, nor am I sure we're going to have time in this call. Regarding the PICs, I'll point out that the actual objection process has a lot more involved than filing the objection. There is then opportunities to negotiate. There's opportunities for mediation. So, yes, right now we do not know how the PIC will be enforced, but assuming that the applicants would like to see our objection withdrawn, there will be opportunities to try to make, you know, whether it's ironclad commitments or changes to the contracts or whatever, to allow that to happen. So this is not the end of the process. This is the start of the process. And I hope ALAC and the people working on this are understand that and are prepared to go follow through with this. But, you know, this is not the end. This is the start. Thank you.
Okay.
But I hope we will have time for other comments, because I believe others are warranted. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Dave speaking. One quick follow-up comment before I go to Olivier is that, the objection period ends on March 13, 2013, so which is next week. So, just to throw it out there, you say that, you know, the ALAC could look to seek to, how should I put it, adjustments, changes to alleviate the concerns raised by the ALAC. But, I mean, after the 13th, we really have no more say in the matter. Isn't that so?
I don't believe so.
In the sense that we can't really object, short of advising the board directly.
The way I read the process, there is opportunity to negotiate. There's an opportunity for the review panel to invoke mediation.
Okay.
We're not just filing a piece of paper.
Correct.
We can keep going afterwards.
If we just walk away from it,
we'll almost surely lose.
Correct. I think, made a point in the chat that, you know, the PICs themselves are now open for public comment for at least, I believe it's for 30 days. So there is that as well. So within the 30 days, yes, we can comment against the PICs of, not just these applicants, but, of course, all of the applicants. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's Olivier for the transcript record. And just to reiterate what Alan has just said, I also believe, it is also my belief that we were not just filing, if the ALAC was to file an objection, it's not about just filing an objection and then that's it. It really is a case of proceeding forward probably with more to and fro discussion and involving a dispute resolution provider in the middle that would be able to decide at the end whether the objection was warranted or not. And I'm saying again, if the objection is to be filed. The other thing I would like to point to everyone to have a look at is the archives of the new GTLD review group, because all of the correspondence, and there has already been much correspondence received by both by yourself but also by myself, from applicants, from other organizations that supported idea that the ALAC might be filing an objection. There is an email which was just received very recently by the World Health Organization that appears to point at supporting objections for all five statements and even pertaining, purporting that the Yang was health and not healthy. So there's a lot of correspondence there. And it would be important for ALAC members to read it as well. Correspondence on both sides. Some of the applicants have also, understandably, been providing responses and details as well. So take your time to read through those things. I'm even wondering, Dev, is there one location where we can see all the correspondence on, one page on which all the correspondence is, apart from the mailing list?
Okay, this is Dave speaking. Well, yes, in fact, all of the four wiki pages for each of the four applicants for did not help, and all of that, all of the correspondence that was received by the review group has been posted there, including the ones just a few hours ago. So you can double check with the mailing list archives, but all of the information has been posted, and I tried to make it in chronological order. In terms of, so persons have a rough timeline of when the comments were received in the thread. So, and what I did also was that I also, for those comments that seemed to be, well, targeting all the applicants, I copied them to all of the wiki strings. So when you go into the deep dive for each of the applicants, the objection statement against the applicant, you'll be able to find all of the information there. The top of the page, the wiki page itself, has the links to the applicant itself, links to, links if there was any GAC early warning advice against the applicant, and, of course, a link to the PIC. And then in the comments, you then see all of the correspondence that the review group received in order to, and that has been posted and what we considered in order to come up with decisions, and also, for of course, for you to now come up with the decision. Rinalia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rinalia Abdurrahim, for the transcripts. With regard to the response from WHO, the World Health Organization, it certainly supports the objections, but I have to comment on its demand that dot jian kang is interpreted or translated to dot health based on their definition. Language communities would see this as very sensitive, and WHO does not own the language. And it cannot be disputed that jian kang actually also means healthy. So I find that demand problematic. Thank you.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Vinalia, for that. But as we said, regarding the ALAC is not considering the IDN a deadline since it did not get majority real support. But indeed, something to note. Angela, any other questions or comments? Because I think the wiki pages themselves have all of the information, again, links to the applicants, so you can see what the applicant had posted, the link to the PIC, the links, and again, going through all of the comments, all of the emails that the review group has received in terms of correspondence by the applicants themselves, seeking to explain their position, and also, comments from letters of support for the objection to take place. So all of the information is there. And, of course, you have also the links to the RALO's mailing list, especially NORALO and APRALO, which has generated the most of discussion on these topics. So I guess the thing to do are there any questions or any thoughts going into the, for example, regarding the PICs, Rinaldi has already said that they should not be considered because this is something that was new, and there are questions, as Holly has pointed out, regarding the enforceability of the PICs. Do other members have any opinions on that? Holly, go ahead.
Just for once, I think I might disagree a little bit with Rinaldi. I'm the first to say that it is a very imperfect mechanism. We really don't know about the enforceability, and there is just huge question marks. I think what I find heartening, and I suppose the only word is heartening, is there is enough concern on behalf of the applicants to want to put in something that suggests maybe they are understanding that there is concern out there about what they've said and its enforceability. That doesn't mean necessarily that we agree, that we've had a chance to look at them, that they are enforceable, but it's a way of saying, well, it is a positive step. So I'm not completely negative about PICs, although I do have some reservations, and that's apparent on the text I've put on the wiki. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Holly. Any other thoughts regarding the PICs? I see Eduardo and then Evan. Eduardo, go ahead.
This is Eduardo for the record. In case of the PICs, I think a lack can use, if we don't know if they're enforceable or not at this time, we can use the information that they're providing as part of the deliberations that we have to make. That's my recommendation.
Okay. Thank you, Eduardo. Evan? You may be muted. I see. He's not. Please read his question in chat. I assume the question. All right, this is Dave again. I assume, Evan, your question is: should we consider advice to the board on PICs independent of what we do with the objections? Olivia could answer that, but I mean, my answer would be that yes, given that the PICs themselves are subject to for public comment, the ALAP can comment directly on the PICs. Olivia probably could, or somebody else can also give an opinion on that. Alan.
Thank you. Not considering the PICs right now says considering the PICs might mean that we decide not to file an objection because we think that PICs satisfy our concern. I'm not sure that's the case in these particular instances, but that's the implication of considering the PICs. Since there is a process that follows, where the applicants have an opportunity to convince us to withdraw the objection before it actually goes to dispute resolution, or mediation during dispute resolution. Ignoring the PIC now does not mean we are going to ignore it on the long term. It just means we, you know, if we choose not to have, to think we don't have enough information because we don't know what the enforcement mechanism is going to be, or they didn't word it clearly enough for us, there's nothing lost. We will be able to consider it going forward if we choose to file the objection as opposed to withdrawing, you know, not filing it because we're happy with the PICs. So I don't think it needs a huge amount of discussion at this point. The PICs are on the table. The world will become a little bit clearer in the, you know, as we go forward as to what they really mean, and there'll be opportunities for them to be enhanced or strengthened. So, you know, I don't think it needs to be an issue that we focus on right now.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Alan. Actually, I see I'm seeing plus ones from Manali and Holly. Would you regarding your comment? Okay, just going back to the agenda. So any questions regarding the wiki pages themselves in terms of, does everybody understand the wiki pages in terms of what it has and so forth? I just want to make sure that everybody has a good idea of what the material they need to review. Good ones.
Dave, this is Rinalia. I think all the materials are there. It's quite clear. It's just a question of taking the effort to go through it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rinalia. Well, that's right. Well, thanks for that. Like I said, the attempt was really try as much as possible to get all of the information in one place. And again, also you'll see a timeline as to when the comments were received. So the first comment was the first comment that triggered this entire review in the first place. And then you'll go down, as you go down, you'll see at the bottom of the comments the latest information received. All right, let's see. Okay, with that, I think perhaps Olivier, I believe the discussion will be on the next steps, unless there's anybody again wants to make a discussion of raise any points or comments or questions regarding the objections received.
Yeah, Dev, it's Olivier for the transcript. I'm not quite sure whether we've already moved into agenda item number 6, discussion of objections received, because of course you've answered a lot of questions that have been asked on the process and some discussion has taken place. But I would definitely now, if anyone has been waiting, to bring forth actual, you know, discussion on the pros and cons and what their thoughts were, I would imagine that now is the right time to move forward. So I see Alan Greenberg. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. I've got a number of points. I'll try to be very brief. And this is regarding the whole, you know, essentially things to consider as we're deciding whether to go ahead with the objections or not. In terms of standing, I believe the wording in the applicant guidebook says that we have standing to represent the issues of users, of Internet users, which is our overall mandate within ICANN. So if we feel this is of import to users, we have standing. The question has been raised multiple times of why not, why, if we're objecting to these, why aren't we objecting to doctor or book or whatever? And I think the answer is very simple. We put together a process where we could only act if objections were filed. And if no ALS or any other interested party chose to file an objection with us, which got through our vetting process, then our hands are tied. You know, we might well have filed an objection on doctor if that had gone through the process. So I don't think that issue is important. The issue has been raised a number of times of it's not a community objection because it didn't come from one of our ALSs. If you look at the process, if it had come from a single ALS in a single region, it would have gotten into the pot and then be discussed, hopefully, by all 5 RALOs and by many ALSs and participants. The fact that it didn't come from an ALS, I don't even think it's a technicality. I think it's gotten into the discussion if enough other bodies, if the review group and enough other bodies around the world in the RALOs think it warrants, I don't think the origin should stop us. And the objection implies not so much that we are saying you cannot go forward. It's we believe there is something wrong with the objection. It may be fixable. It may not be fixable. But that's what the objection is saying. And it will involve a dispute resolution body with capable evaluators who understand the issues in the particular issue. So we are not necessarily passing judgment saying it will be dangerous to all Internet users if this is delegated. We're raising the flag and presenting the cases. And I think from that perspective, it's not as onerous as some people are implying. So thank you. My last comment is one I already made before. This is the start of a process. If we're going to raise objections, we better be prepared to follow through. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. And I think you might have made just a small error. While in the heat of the action, you said there was a problem with an objection. No, it was a problem with an application.
Application, sorry.
At the time. But thank you for this point of view. I'm being very careful, of course, on this call and saying, you know, I don't wish to influence anyone going one direction or another direction. I will, as the chair of the ALAC, go. I wish that everyone makes up their own mind on this. And this is also one of the reasons why we will not be holding a case of a show of hands like this that might then taint the vote of others. Of course, I'm not going to block all of you from talking to each other and discussing this. But, it would be a pity if a small core group of people would vote one way and others would just go, oh, I'll just vote with the flow, so let me just wait when everyone else is voting. So, any other comments or questions? I know several people wanted to have enough time for discussions, so... you're all very, very welcome to take the floor. And if we do need an extension, by the way, we might have another 5-10 minutes or so in addition. And I'm very surprised not to see anyone put their hand up. There was a big discussion on the list. And non-ALAC members are also invited to take the floor if they wish to, if they have to add anything to the discussion that has taken place. And see, when I say non-ALAC members are allowed to take the floor, I see two ALAC members. So Alan Greenberg and then Holly. First, Alan.
Thank you. I had one more item which I didn't think was part of that discussion, but since we had a dry period, I'll make it now. I was rather disappointed about how certainly my RALO and to some extent other RALOs handled this. This is an onerous decision we're making, despite what I just said about it not being all that onerous. We fought hard for the objection process. We were given it, and we have to show a certain amount of due diligence. And although Dev's groups, I think, have done a superb job, I don't believe all of the RALOs followed through in pushing the issue down to ALSs and getting involvement. The recommendations from the RALOs to the ALAC to go forward or not should have been as close as possible real formal decisions of those RALOs. And, you know, that means either by votes or consensus, but involving quorum issues and making sure that it was not the opinion of the four or five vocal people within the RALO, which in some cases that is how it turned out. So I'm somewhat disappointed in that process. I'm not unhappy with the end result, but I am disappointed in the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Holly.
Yeah, I was just going to say that possibly one of the reasons that you don't have a lot of discussion, this is we've only very recently seen the picks. Now, I understand that they're not necessarily going to be influential, but it will be this new material on the table that I think some of us would like to read before we get, which probably would be discussed on the list before we really comment further. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Holly. Any other questions or concerns? There's a question that whether I've been ITU'd, and I'm just pondering at the moment whether we should just sense the temperature and then make a decision there and then. But I gather that since this is not that organization that I just mentioned, we probably will not be doing such a thing. And in fact, there will be a vote. So that's one thing you can be sure of. There will be a vote. Well, I sense that there's no, there doesn't seem to be any more questions on this matter. The question now is really what are the next steps? So the deadline for ICANN to receive the objection funding request, because if ALEC wishes to file objections, it needs to have them funded. The deadline is the 11th of March, which is in a couple of days' time. What the ALEC will do, and a funding request is not necessarily going to be the spending of the funds, what the ALEC will do, and what I will do on behalf of the ALEC, is to ask for a funding request for four objections to the four basically that we've been looking at. So that effectively provides the ALEC with, with the ability to file the objection, should it wish to file the objection. And then the deadline for filing the objections is the 13th of March. And so, by the way, in requesting the funds for four objections, it doesn't mean that we will be filing four objections. It might be we are filing no objections whatsoever, in which case we can just return the funds. The deadline for objections is the 13th of March. So we need a voting schedule which is quite compressed, but which we've tried to pull as far as we can. So the voting would start on the 8th of March 2013, which is actually now, 2000, no, actually, we're 1900 UTC, so in an hour's time. And it will close on the 12th of March at 23:59, which is Tuesday at midnight. Tuesday at 23:59, so it's Wednesday at midnight. So staff and myself, and I will be in Los Angeles on the 13th of March, staff and myself will be able to file anything that needs to be filed or not filed, depending on what the results are. And that's the process going forward, basically. Are there any questions on the process? Or comments as well? What I would hope is that we don't have votes showing up in the next hour. I would hope that you do take one last time to look through. If you're already very knowledgeable about the case, then I would hope you might just have a last read of the latest. If you are not sure, then I would imagine that you would take a few hours this weekend to read through this. If you do have any questions, then ask them online on the ALAC list. You've got other people who can help you, and maybe there could be more discussion on this. For those people who are not on this call, I believe that the recording will be put online ASAP. I don't know how quickly we can have a transcript. Heidi, any idea?
This is Heidi. Olivia, I would hope that it would be within 48 hours. Gisela, if we ask for an urgent turnaround, could we shorten that time?
Gisela, you're probably muted.
Sorry, Olivier Gisler here, I will do...
She will try.
Okay,
I wasn't quite sure, what we heard there. She will try, and I hope that we can get it before the end of the vote. Hopefully by Monday or Tuesday morning, UTC. If anyone wishes to re-look at this, then they're very welcome to do so. Yaovi, Renalia, and Dev. So Yaovi, you have the floor.
Yeah, we're speaking. It's just a question to Bertrandes on the next steps, because there are two things now. A deadline for ICANN to receive the request. So that one is March 11. And then the deadline for the filing is March 13. And as you said, we can request a funding for obligation, even if we don't know the result of the vote we are going to do. Is it clear as you said it? So I just want to better understand.
Yes, thank you, Yaovi. It's all good for the transcript.
Yeah.
Oh, I can confirm, Yaovi, that yes, we will ask for the funding request for all four of these applications. So we will say the ALAC will file four objections or request the funding for four objections. Sorry for the wrong choice of words. So the ALAC will ask for funding for four objections, but then it might not go ahead with those four objections. The important thing is to make sure that we've applied for the funding. That's all. Back to you, Yaovi. Yaovi, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Oh, was that it? That was the question, yes?
Yes, it was a question. Can I go now, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Rinalia. I'm sorry, I can't hear very well because I can hear some background noise at the moment. So, Rinalia, you have the floor.
Thank you, Rinalia, for the transcript. Just a question of clarification, Olivier. Will the ALAC be asked to vote on the objections as a block or one by one? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rinalia. And I believe that there has been, the railroads have voted on the objections one by one, and I would like the ALAC to vote on the objections one by one as well, please. I think it's important to provide full choice, and batching them together is just one of these things which just doesn't make sense, and certainly would weaken the case of the ALAC. And I see actually that many people in the chat are echoing this as well. Dev?
Thank you, David Angelakson speaking. Just a reminder of something here, and that's also been linked on the wiki pages. The community objection grounds actually was quite a when the review group had to look at it, at the comments and try to match the objection grounds. It was a challenge for us because the community objection grounds list four tests by which for an objection to be sustained on community objection grounds. So it would be worthwhile to actually go through that, make sure you understand, look at the community objection grounds, because there are four tests, community, substantial opposition, targeting, and detriment. And the challenge for the review group was to try to come up with an objection statement that met all four tests in the standard for that objection to prevail. So, and also on that page, I've also put in two links there that might be also of interest. There was a Circle ID article about community objections by somebody named Don Moody, and it actually goes through some of the questions and what you should do and how you should think about community objections. And then also, I think also what might be also useful for you is also to look at the independent objector. This has been posted previously before, but I think perhaps it might be worthwhile to just look at how the independent objector is looking on previous controversial applications. And the independent objector has actually gone through the thinking behind the decisions what he did regarding several controversial applications. And that link is also there in that community objections grounds link. Just one observation also again, the
and since we already triggered my this comment, the ELAC has to look at each of these applicants and the objection statements independently. And so, for example, potentially, ELAC members can decide, for example, based on the correspondence received and the PICs by the applicants and taking into consideration everything, they may not want to support objection statements, say, on two or three of the applicants, but allow one objection to go ahead because that one applicant did not demonstrate, address the concerns in the PIC or the objection statement. The objection statement against that applicant, I should say, for their application. They were in full agreement of that objection statement for that one applicant. So that's it.
Thank you very much, Dev, and I think that's pretty clear. I was just going to ask as a follow-up, since we all know about this specific the agenda page, whether we could have all of the resources you've just mentioned linked from that agenda page. I'm just a little concerned that we're mentioning all of this in the call, and those people who are listening might not know exactly where you're pointing to. So if you could just add the list of resources, material for review, underneath that, the links that you've just mentioned.
Okay, fair enough. This is Dave speaking. Certainly, I can add that to the resources or material to review on the page there, and we could probably update the agenda page to that, and I could also send up a follow-up email because I've already posted this to all the reloads and to the ELAC list, of course.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dev, for all of this work. It's been very, really extremely important. It's pioneering work, the first time that the ALAC proceeds is something that is an operational process. So really a big, big round of applause over to you and to your team as well. The whole team has worked very hard, and I know I was very, very impressed with the process that was taken, and certainly the development of those four grounds for objection, etc., etc. It's a lot of things. But that said, though, although we are praising you and your team, it looks as though the work is not finished. So once we know what ALAC members decide to do, if ALAC members were to continue with the process and wish to file objections, I gather your team will probably be called upon for quite a long time. If, on the other hand, ALAC members decide not to file objections, then I guess we will just have to thank you and your team next time and perhaps have more information about your process. But that probably will just be a post-Beijing briefing in any case. Until now, you've done an excellent job, and we thank you all. I just open the floor. Any last questions?
This is a quick follow-up. Just to say quickly that this is Dave speaking. Just to say that really it was truly the review group members that really worked very hard under very difficult circumstances, you know, getting comments literally at the last minute and then trying to make the best out of it and to try to really do its work. I mean, there are many opportunities for the review group to just simply say, we don't need to do this, but, you know, they really stuck to their guns and, okay, let's try to do this and really pushed hard to really come up with the objection statements. So really, it's really kudos to all the review group members. Just a quick, there's some comments in the chat. In terms of what Alan is asking, whether the IO has filed any objections. To date, the IO has not filed any objections as such. There has been no filing of any objections on the ICC's website, at least on limited public interest or community grounds. I haven't really checked the other two objection grounds. But, you know, the IO kind of was asked to do so. And in fact, in his latest statement, he said that he's engaging a panel of lawyers to be engaged with all the panels.
This is Carlton.
Objection panels.
This is Carlton. Just to follow up on the IO, what is instructive, though, is to read the background comments of the IO. It tends to suggest that he will have a difficulty, if you follow his reasoning, filing any objections at all.
Indeed. I know. This is Dave. Yes, Carlton, and that's why I recommend that you take a chance to read it, because actually, and it was actually good to read the independent objector, because it kind of dovetails into how the review group was thinking and applying the test and ensuring that the four tests for community objection were met. So again, it might be useful to read the IOs or comments that he's put up on the website. And how he dealt with the comments on these various applications and his opinions.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And perhaps a link also to the explanation of the IO or to the IO's space, IO being independent objector, would be helpful to also add for our members in the agenda page for this meeting, for this call. And with all this, I think that we are reaching the end of this call. In fact, several of our members living in some parts of the world where it's middle of the night are falling asleep, and I don't blame them. So I thank you all for this call of the ALAC. And as I said earlier, if there are any questions or any more discussions, please have them on the ALAC list or on the at-large list, mailing list. And I look forward to seeing those results. Your guess is the same as mine. I don't know which way this will go, but I'm certainly going to spend a few hours myself this weekend to make up my mind. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to the interpreters for spending a couple more, actually 15 more minutes with us than originally expected. And this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Cheryl and Alan. Cheryl and Alan.